Space 7.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about education, although that has been the main subject of discussion here tonight. Not just the abject failure in the case of the news article we were sharing with you from CBS in New York City of the New York City school system to educate high school students. 80%, almost 80% of high school graduates needing remedial classes in reading, writing, and arithmetic prior to being able to even get into community college. So not only that, but also the news that all around the country, different school districts are trying to squeeze as many pennies out of your pockets as possible, especially if you're parents, because they are coming after you. You, if you're a parent, if your son or daughter is late to school. In California, it's a $250 fine right out the gate, the first truancy. They issued 12,000 of those truancy tickets in the year 2008 alone. So I've got more examples of that here from the Rutherford Institute at Rutherford.org. Let me share another one with you, and then we'll get back right into your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. The username you need to use is lrn.fm. That's where you'll find us on Skype. In 2011, more than 400 parents in Baltimore City were brought up on truancy charges because their children had missed more than 15 days of school, while a dozen parents were sentenced to jail. Because nothing makes a family better than taking a parent or two and putting them behind bars.
Which parent did they decide to put behind bars in that circumstance?
Doesn't make that clear in this story, but a mother of four school-age children, Barbara Gaskins, was jailed for 10 days. She served them on five consecutive weekends after her son allegedly missed 103 out of 130 days of school. Her son insists he was in school but wasn't marked as present.
It's bizarre.
Parents in Florida can be charged with a second-degree misdemeanor and face up to 2 months in jail if their kids have 15 or more unexcused absences from school over the course of 3 months. Truancy laws in Alabama, Texas, and North Carolina, among other states, have also resulted in parents doing jail time for their kids' absenteeism. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Still waiting to hear from someone who thinks this is a good idea. We did hear from someone in the last hour, one person in particular who just thought the government school system was peachy. It was working out for his son, so hey, he doesn't mind if people are being stolen from in order to send his kid to school. So we got that call, but not even he agreed with these truancy laws and fining people for being late to school. So who does support that?
They are the reasonable outcome of giving an organization that claims for itself the cartelized use of violence, you giving them the monopoly on education, and by a monopoly I mean you're forced to pay for it whether you use it or not. That's a reasonable outcome that organization's going to say, if you don't send your kid to our school, we'll throw you in jail. I mean, what other solution does the government have for problems?
Typically they jump to violence, but they could talk to someone. They could have a conversation.
But part of that conversation is generally, we're going to throw you in jail if you don't do what we want.
Jedediah is on the line in South Carolina, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Jedediah. You are on the radio.
Fantastic. I agree totally that, the problems with the education system as it is right now are manifold, and I do agree. I hate to disappoint you, but I'm not one of those who would advocate for putting people in jail for their children being late to school.
We don't expect to hear that person.
Yeah, I don't expect that person's going to call at all, because they don't want to defend that position.
I don't think there's very many of them either.
Well, absolutely not. And really, I think the most offensive thing, of course it's offensive, the idea that a parent could be put in jail for something like that. But of course, the cost to them if they are willing to pay the fine. But beyond that, the cost of enforcement, the school systems must also be, that's an even further expense. Mm-hmm. It just seems senseless to me.
Well, usually there's not that much enforcement involved in collecting fines from people. You usually just send them a threat, you know, hey, you're going to go to jail if you don't pay this $250 fine or else, and we'll let you get on a payment plan. You can pay us $50 a month, and then we'll just charge you $300 so for the finance fee. And most people will just go ahead and cut the check.
Well, certainly that is true. But the point I wanted to make is that I do feel that education is a public trust, and that the implicit statement made by having a law requiring for public education to be offered is that there is value for all citizens in there being more people of greater education. I mean, I think that that's a pretty simple concept to understand.
I'd say that's a true statement.
Extracts value from I think that taxation solely for the purposes of education can't really be construed as stealing in that sense.
I disagree. I disagree because if you force somebody to buy your product, and you say it's a public trust, I get it, but if you force them to pay too much, that's still stealing. And the question is if you say it's a public trust, then how do we decide exactly what the right amount to pay is? Yes, I do benefit from people being educated in my society, but how is that incumbent upon my 5-year-old son, who's basically the funds for his education are being used for other people's education? How does that incumbent upon him? And if you say you should send him to public school, you're asking me to debase his education and use the lowest form of education that's available for him today.
So a possible answer to that would be for people who choose to utilize either private education or homeschooling or other forms, maybe, you know, a more practical application would be to offer some kind of tax rebate for those individuals.
How about you just don't take the money in the first place? Why do you have to do it through a centralized government bureaucracy? Why do you have to do it that way?
Well, I mean, ultimately, in order for there to be any kind of change within the system, it's going to have to happen in incremental steps. I mean, I think that the paradigm shift really needs to happen in terms of the focus on what the education should be for. Where is the value that we're extracting out of providing for people's education? And
that's the same old argument, Jedediah. I mean, oh no, I think we should have more PE. Oh no, we have to have square dancing. Oh no, art's really important. Like, that's the same old argument that they've been involved in for decades. That's the game. If there's a game, the game is, hey, let's take all their money and then get them to argue about what we do with it.
Well, I understand that, certainly. And there is a lot of conversation that needs to happen about the legitimacy of using public funding for those types of programs within education. So
no, the argument is over whether or not you should be taking money from people in the first place to use on anything at all that you find valuable. You said it's valuable to the community. I agree with you. That's why I should be free to give whatever amount I think it's worth to the school that I think is most valuable. But as long as we've got a situation where we're forced to give money into this centralized bureaucracy, and then they do whatever the hell they want with it for the most part, then we'll never have choice and we'll never really get to show what we value the most in the educational world.
And it'll be a downward run to see just how bad education can get before we finally do something about it. I mean, this is 80% of New York students need remedial classes just to get into community college.
Well, but what I'm proposing is that there actually needs to be a significant narrowing of, and again, this is more in terms of providing for a practical solution, because as has been stated already on the program, public education isn't just going to disappear. And I know that you made proposals about the privatization of those schools.
I'll go ahead and make this statement, Jedediah. The United States is going to disappear. The state you live in, South Carolina, is going to disappear. The public school system will disappear.
What do you mean by that, Mark?
Some point in human history, these nations, these municipalities, these states, they won't exist anymore.
You can make that statement in terms of geological time if you wish to, but I'm talking about it in terms of the next 20 years outlook, the practical application of education reform within the system as it is. That it's not, I mean, we can't just issue a decree, say, have a voter referendum, and suppose it did pass, that people decided we don't want to fund public education anymore.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
You could if you wanted to, but I agree that it's unlikely to happen. I just think that it's immoral to force people to participate if they don't want to.
I agree with that. Thanks, Jedediah. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wish I could press the button tomorrow and set everybody free and then let them decide for themselves what they think is important as far as education is concerned. Doesn't that make sense? Is that really crazy or radical to let people choose? It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bye. 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is the live Saturday edition with Ian. Oh, hey, Mark, I didn't turn your mic on. I don't know why.
And
but
Mark.
Now I fixed that. 855, 450 free. Also, you can connect on Skype. Username, lrn.fm. Send your contact request. It will be approved. And then it's just a matter of clicking the connect button or the call button, I guess, on Skype.
We had talked in the last hour about bitcoins, and they are a peer-to-peer online open-source currency that allowed you to send and receive money without paying for any fees for it. Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. It makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's just that easy. Bitinstant.com.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts and go to the phones and the fun where Robert's on the line listening in Michigan. Hey, Robert, I think you're listening to WKHM. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, thanks for having me on your program.
Welcome, sir.
Glad to be able to throw my opinions out on the playing field here. And I wanted to, I'll start out with a quick background. I'm a public educated. Started a first year in college, never finished, community college. I didn't finish in high school when I was supposed to. I actually wound up finishing in adult education. You know, the public school system, for a long time, I think it's very, what's the word I want to find? it can be quite, never mind. I'm going to move forward anyways.
Okay.
I've got children who are people have been educated, public school, private school, and both of those have been certain personal issues regarding those that are uncontrollable from a standpoint of parents who are not there. I wanted to bring up the homeschool issue because I think that it's the most viable option for educating our children the proper way. Bringing them up with the doctrines and values that we hold dear, as opposed to being indoctrinated by society and the government itself. They're not only in our pockets stealing our money, they're stealing our children, and they're tearing our families apart by, what they do in the public school system.
I'd be scared to death to send my kids to a government school. I mean, you've got drug dogs being brought in and the police searching people, strip searches of students in some cases just because of a suspicion of having taken a $5 bill. I mean, we've seen all kinds of ridiculous, scary things.
It is. It's disgusting, you know, the things that the children are subject to. And, you know, if I have my children at home and I'm schooling them at home, I don't have to worry about some perpetrator coming in and shooting the place up either. I mean, I can protect my own home myself, and I don't have to worry about whether they're...
There could be someone who did a home invasion on your house, but at least then it would be in your hands to do something about it as opposed to some government bureaucrat.
I have control. It's never supposed to have been the government's responsibility to educate my children, and I want to encourage people out there who are leaning toward perhaps doing homeschooling. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to school your children. Even in the state of California, where they are trying to require people to have degrees to school their own children at home, but you can be a college professor if you have only taken the class. I mean, there's a double standard, and between the NEA and the government's other bureaucracies and entities, which are pushy with their agendas, I mean, it's such a racket. They generate such huge revenues in so many different areas, and just like in every other area, there are misappropriated funds. They use it wherever they decide they're going to use it.
Yeah.
We don't really have a whole lot of say about it.
Yeah, you know, one of the things is you're talking about indoctrination, and frankly, that's what some people advocate for public schools for. They'll say, look, public schools are better because we're able to, you know, control the socialization of young people better there. We're able to, you know, get them away from their crazy parents that have these crazy ideas.
Turn them into good little citizens.
That's exactly right. And, you know, they think that that's a great thing, but parents out there, if you really love your kids, bring them home.
Thanks, Robert, for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate your thoughts. I agree. I think that, you know, there's a lot of evidence that shows that homeschooling is by far and away the most effective, although there are different methods for it, right? So there's kind of the traditional homeschooling method of you get a curriculum from somewhere and you implement that curriculum.
Yeah,
and
basically do school at home. Yeah, you get workbooks and the whole deal.
And that's where a lot of the objections come into homeschooling. Like he was talking about, oh, well, you're not a certified teacher, so you're doing this wrong, and you know, oh, you need to do it this way, and because we say so, because we're certified and we're special.
We do special things when we take care of your kid that's playing with Play-Doh.
But there's also unschooling, and I think that's well worth looking into. I think that really changes the paradigm of homeschooling, because when someone hears homeschool, they think about what we're describing there, where mom and dad is the teacher. But in the unschooling world, mom and dad, maybe they're there as a resource to be tapped, you know, by the student, by their children. But ultimately, the children direct the learning. The children direct, you know, where they're going to go and what they're going to do, and you know, what topics and subjects are interesting to them, and how much time and effort they're going to spend on it.
And this is what we're doing with my son Jack. I mean, I don't know. There's different types of unschooling too.
Okay.
And what I prefer to call what we do child directed learning.
Mm.
My son Jack's 5 years old, and in the last 6 or 8 months, he's gone through phases where he was into dinosaurs, he was into planets, and now he's into marine animals. This gives a great opportunity for us to get books on these mm-hmm. subjects, read the books.
You're probably learning as much as he is.
Absolutely. Do you know how to pronounce any of those dinosaur names? Thank goodness they've got videos out there where they pronounce them.
Let's go to Lenny. He's in Battle Creek listening to WBCK. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, good evening, all.
Welcome, sir.
You know, all the talk about funding of schools or private homeschool or whatever, it's making my head kind of spin. And, you know, I'm not discounting it. It needs to be talked about and dealt with. But I got to step back and, you know, and say first that if the United States was up there with, I don't know, what is it, Finland or Sweden or something that has the best, quote unquote, educated, kids in the world, you know, we wouldn't be having that conversation at all.
I don't know if that's true.
There, I got to draw on my own experience. I mean, I was 12 years old in 1972. I'm a public school product, and I was a poor student in high school because I didn't do my homework, but I read all their texts, and I tested well. Okay, I was a very curious child, and the only reason I've been successful in life, really, and this is the key, and I want to ask a question about it, is because my parents taught me to read, you know, not at age 3, like I guess some people do now, but, you know, kindergarten, first grade, I could read. They took me to the library every week, I'm sorry, not every week, every month or every 2 months, you know, and so my question is, you know, and I was a curious child, and they encouraged it. No, I read at an above average.
I know you're working up to a question. Stand by. We'll get to you here in moments. Bring it back, Lenny. Hang on. We're going to bring it back. 855-450-FREE. We'll find out what Lenny's question is, and we'll take your calls about what you want. Free Talk Live.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part, if you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time still for you to take control here at 855-450-FREE. Also available to you via Skype. You can connect to username lrn.fm. Send us a contact request. We just got one from Mike Zentz, and we're accepting that. So it's that simple. You just send us the contact request. We get you on our list, and then at that point you click the call button on Skype, and you will sound super awesome, typically. Here and there, somebody will be doing it while they're uploading something, and that'll screw it up. So make sure you're not make sure you're not doing an upload or something in the background when you call us. But otherwise, Skype's great. And again, username there, lrn.fm. Hey, the Free State Project. You know, we've been talking about education throughout the night tonight, and neither Mark or myself are fans of this one-size-fits-all near-monopoly government system that everybody is forced to pay into. And, of course, the question is, well, what do you do about it? Do you go to your school board meeting every single month or every week or whatever and try to influence their votes and, you know, try to get them to somehow understand what liberty is and then somehow implement the ideas of freedom into this obtuse, nebulous system? Or, because that's not going to work, by the way, people have been struggling over the control of the school board for decades in their various different areas, and it never ends up panning out for more freedom. If it does, let us know. But I've never heard that happening. So what can you actually do? Well, you can get together. If you love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, and that is your life, you know, that you're free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else in the process, and that you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. If you get it, if you get those concepts, then get to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and join what is now almost 14,000 participants, people who have pledged, as we did, Mark, to make the move from wherever it is you are to New Hampshire, and not only make the move, but then get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. We've actually got liberty-minded people elected to city or town selectmen, to school board, to state representative, and there are going to be more successes in the future. The Libertarian Party wishes, in their wildest dreams, their wettest dreams, they wish they could achieve the level of political success that the Free State Project has achieved in less than a decade. It's amazing how successful we've been with only 5% of what will be the total amount of movers. We are only just over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire. We want to reach 20,000. So we're getting towards 14,000. We're over two-thirds of the way there. We're not even to our goal yet. Everyone who's moved so far are considered early movers. This thing's barely getting off the ground as far as the amount of people that are here. And we're already having a tremendous impact. Already you've got people in the state house who are, you know, the enemies of freedom, who are saying things like, the Free Staters, the Free State Project participants, are the single greatest threat to the state. That statement was made by a state representative up here, made national headlines. The again, your local liberty movement, not making headlines like that, not having an impact, probably not getting elected, probably not doing civil disobedience or creating a significant amount of media where you live. If you don't have a growing, vibrant, exciting movement for freedom where you live, then you need to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up. You can sign the statement of intent online, and then start making plans to get here. Because if you love liberty, the only solution, from my perspective, and I'd love to hear your solution if you've got a better one, but the only solution that I've ever come across that actually works is the Free State Project, is to concentrate activism in one geographic area, because there just aren't enough people who care about freedom. I'm sorry. There's just not enough of them. There's not enough people who care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it. There are plenty of people who will talk about freedom and act like they care about it, but when it comes down to it, it's too scary to actually put anything on the line, to risk something, to run for political office. Nobody wants to have that kind of attention on themselves. People don't want to stick their head above the waves. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why people do nothing, or maybe they're just too busy. But the people that are here as part of the Free State Project are amazing. They're great activists. They're out there doing as much as they can. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. I really am. It was the right choice. Do you agree, Mark?
Indeed. It's the right choice for if you want to affect liberty in your lifetime.
Right. If you want to stay where you are and complain, then there'll be plenty of time for that in the future. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Jack is listening in South Carolina to WSEFM. Hey, Jack. Jack, you okay? We got ambulance coming. Jack, going once. Jack, going twice. We'll put it back on hold. I don't know what's going on there. We will try someone else here. Lenny is in Battle Creek listening to WBCK. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, hey, thanks for bringing me back.
Oh, my God, did I put you on hold? I spaced out. I apologize about that.
Oh, no, that's all right. Thank you. I've got it boiled down to a question.
Oh, the question, yes. Go ahead.
The question, and then I want to make a five-second statement, and then I'll be done. The question for you guys is, how is changing our public education system and whatever we have now going to make a better educated populace? And the statement is, I was already etched in stone my ability to learn by the time I was like 6 years, 8 years old. So how can you make, what changes can you make to our education system to make a better educated populace?
I'll go ahead and handle that. Now, I'd like to point out that we don't have very far to go. Currently, we just read a story, the New York public school system is graduating people that 80% of which need remedial classes to get into community college. That on a national level, 20% of high school graduates are functionally illiterate, 40% in some communities. So I don't have to...
Generally, it's 80% in New York City.
Right. No, it could be math. It's a larger area that needs remedial education. But anyway, so I don't have very far to go. I think you could just stop government education tomorrow and say nothing, make no other statements at all, and still get that level of incompetence in education. I think that kids, I think kids will educate themselves with the internet and you know, amongst themselves, that there's all kinds of evidence out there. You know, in foreign countries, they put up little interactive computers on the side of the street, and the kids have learned, have interacted with the computers on the side of the street to the point that they're learning things like physics at 8 years old. So I think that kids will educate themselves if given the opportunities in these areas.
Do you think American kids want to learn that way, or learn? I mean, this is what I hate to sound old and crotchety, but it's almost as if kids today, you know, don't have the curiosity.
Well, that's because they, the older they get, the more it's been beaten out of them by the government school system through the lack of incentive and just basically sucking all the excitement and interest out of education through mandatory testing and mandatory reading and mandatory shoving things down kids' throats that they may not be ready for at that moment. And one of the reasons why the marketplace can do education better than the government is because they're subject to competition. You know, you wouldn't want to have the government build computer, would you? Because it probably would be running something worse than MS-DOS at this point. In the same way that the government-manufactured cars in the past have been hunks of metal that have barely been able to, you know, perform. It's, you know, just horrifyingly bad cars. We don't want the government making cars for us. Why in the hell would anyone want the government handling education?
Well, I don't have the answer to that, I guess.
Lenny, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. Thank you. I apologize for spacing your call there. 855-450, free and friendly. You spaced it too, Mark, because you didn't remind me about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's bring more of your thoughts on the line here and go to Mike, listening where it's still daytime, probably, over in Hawaii.
It is beautiful. I heard your pitch for the Free State Project. I'm thinking to myself, it's so cold over there.
You know, we actually have people who've moved here from Hawaii, and they love being amongst other people who actually love freedom, and they're no longer behind the flowered curtain.
I'm signed up. I'll see you in 2 years.
But, awesome.
Right now on education, I hear a lot of times, you know, people debating on what to do with the stolen money. Obviously, I agree with you guys. There's no other defensible position that you shouldn't be stealing money to provide for any sort of service, but... The question that never comes up when the people give statistics like Finland has the best educated people, or Sweden, or whatever the place may be, what's the point of education?
Stand by if you'd like to bring that question back around here, and hopefully I won't space
sounds
on your
rhetorical
call. 855-453. Maybe we can sneak your call in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Edition, which are coming up next.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$4.50 free. Hey, if you don't get in this evening, that's okay. We do it 7 nights a week. You don't have to wait more than 21 hours for your next chance to get on the air with us. Because Mark will be here tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition of the program.
That's right.
If you don't get it on your local radio station yet, you can always call them and ask them nicely to air Free Talk Live on Sunday and all week long, too, because we do the thing 7 nights a week. Or you can always visit us online over at freetalklive.com. Get tuned in that way. There's plenty of different options for listening to the show, including live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, plus the radio. Listening options include over 100 radio affiliates from coast to coast. We're also on XM satellite radio 7 nights a week on a couple different channels on XM. Plus, another satellite option includes our Bitcoin satellite channel. We've got the Bitcoin free-to-air channel, which is available across North and Central America. All you have to have is some very inexpensive equipment, and then it costs you absolutely nothing per month to receive Free Talk Live, as well as the rest of the LRN.FM radio content. In addition, you can tune us in via our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com and the listen lines that actually allow you to call and listen over your phone by dialing a long-distance phone number. Go and learn more about all those listening options at listen.freetalklive.com. And if you really like what we're doing here and you want to help us out, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. So again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We have Mike in Hawaii. He was kind of making a point, and we had to run off to the break there. Mike, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh yeah, I was just saying the question is about how they're trying to measure what success means. You know, if they say that some country has better education, what does that mean? Does that mean they have more people going out and creating value? Does it mean that they're doing better on standardized tests? Does it mean that the bureaucratic offices never want for employees? What does it mean?
That's a great point. And yeah, you don't ever get that detail in any kind of study that claims, well, Finland's got the best education.
Or South Korea.
Yeah, I'm tempted to think that what it means is the educators who come up with that information want to employ whatever system they're using, but it has nothing to do with the quality of labor or entrepreneurship or ability that comes out of the school system.
Excellent point, Mike. I thank you for your call and thoughts here tonight. Let's continue and go to Jack, who is listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say that, you know, just comment on the public education discussion. I'm a proponent of the non-aggression principle. I'm a big believer in that. I guess the contradiction or what I'm struggling with now, and I'm fairly young and my wife is as well, we're public educators. We're both teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we're in the system. And, you know, I teach social studies, so history and sociology. And I actually teach my students about the non-aggression principle, and we spend a lot of time on that.
Wow, that's great.
But the problem is, for me, whenever we get to that topic, I kind of feel like the villain. I'm in total agreement with you. I mean, I do think that it is morally wrong to take money from somebody for something, even if I think it's a good thing. I do agree with that. So my question for you guys tonight and for you specifically is, for any, you know, anyone who's listening, myself included, you know, what kind of advice would you give for us who are in it? You know, I haven't been in it long.
I don't think you should feel like a villain. I think that, you know, as a teacher, you're just trying to do the best you can at educating kids because that's important to you. And unfortunately, the system that we're faced with is mostly this government monopoly. Yeah, you could get a job at a private school. That is always a possibility. And maybe something like that will come along and you'll do that because it feels more right to you or something. But ultimately, there's nothing, I don't think, morally wrong with working in the government school system because that's your passion. It's teaching. And even though it's, it's an obtuse, awful system that probably puts all kinds of restrictions on you that you don't want, it's still, you know, something you love to do. And I don't think that makes you a villain at all. I think the villains are the people that are advocating for that system. You're advocating against the system from inside it. I think the villains are the people that are advocating for the system unapologetically, even when shown that it's a violent system, who don't care about that.
Right. I would say that, you know, that the immorality comes in not from taking the paycheck because you didn't steal that money. They took that money and they're going to give it to somebody who's teaching social studies at that school.
I'd rather have them teaching the non-aggression principle,
right,
and not hurting, you know, other people.
The problem for me, what, you know, the people that I have an argument with is when you present these ideas and which, you know, seem to me largely unassailable, you present these ideas and then they recoil because they benefit from the system. So to me, you know, you've done everything that I ask from somebody, which is just recognize that the system is coercive, that we have a coercive system, and advocate for less coercion in people's lives.
Jack, thanks for your call, man, and keep up the great work out there. Feel free on any other night, because we want to get some other calls here tonight, but any other night you want to tell us a story from inside the system, you know, what sort of stuff, kind of crap you have to deal with, administration, all that, because I know you've got stories, right?
Oh yeah.
Call
oh,
us
yeah.
back any other time, any other night. You don't have to call. I know that you're listening on the radio down there, but as you know, we're on 7 nights a week, and unfortunately, WSC, great affiliate, they only carry our Saturday night show. So if you ever want to tell us a story, you can always call us during the week, and we'll have a little bit more time for you then. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Earl. He's in upstate New York. And Earl, I'm not sure where you're at. Are you in the Finger Lakes region? Where are you at?
Yes, I am.
Ah, okay, so you're listening to Finger Lakes News Radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, well, another thing that's got to happen, especially here, it was supposed to happen here in New York, our good governor not only imposed a 2% property tax, but he did not deliver on getting rid of the mandates that are imposed on our school boards locally.
So the state has mandates?
You know, pardon?
The state has mandates?
Yeah, well, the feds gives the state a couple of few mandates before handing out the educational money, and the state says, okay, school district A, you must teach your kids through this process, or you don't get the money, and or you can just spend the money on computers, but you can't spend them on books. A lot of small things, and it really hampers our teachers.
It sounds like micromanaging.
Pardon?
It sounds like micromanaging to me.
Yeah, it is. And it's because the people that become teachers, I mean, they want to do it for one reason. They really want to help children to become productive adults.
I think, by and large, that's a true statement.
Earl, I want to thank you, man, for the call and thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Zach. He's listening also in New York, this time in Ithaca, to WNYY. Hey, Zach.
How you doing? The other day when Hugo Chavez died, I called in and I kind of, like, joked that they should preserve him like Lenin and, you know,
and they are.
They are. Yeah, so I get a plan of vacation to Venezuela now, you know, like, I thought it'd be cool to hit Lenin, then hit Mao, and then hit Chavez, you know?
Do they have Mao preserved in some kind of big pickle jar someplace?
The tyrant tour?
I think he's still alive hanging out with Tupac, actually.
Thanks for the call, Zach.
You're going to have to go to the Wax Museum to see Tupac.
Oh, you know what? I had that story here tonight about them preserving Hugo Chavez, and I don't know why it's not showing up in my... They're going to do that, though. He's absolutely right. They're going to preserve his body for all of time, much in the same way that you might see in, like, a North Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like something creepy.
They're going to pickle him. Yeah. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's really something. I guess it just shows who they admire.
Okay, I found it here. Maduro says Chavez's body to be permanently displayed. This is the vice president who may end up ending up replacing him. The official state funeral will begin Friday, blah, blah, blah. People have been waiting up to 12 hours to pay their respects in a line that snakes for more than a mile. Maduro also announced that Chavez's body will be preserved in the same manner then as that of Russia's Vladimir Lenin or China's Mao Zedong. So he will, quote, always be with the people. Blah.
They're handing out
so
a free
creepy
chicken for everybody who comes to the line.
So morbid, so creepy. You know, there's a lot of worship of politicians in this country, but at least they don't go that far. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and enjoy your weekend.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.